Absolutely. You've stated it very well. There's consensus on the part of the sitting six councillors now of the Innes Municipal District. The concern is, yes, we know, we are very fully aware of the need for housing in Innes, but we've got to get it right and not be creating problems for the future with high density in the wrong location. So while Glenbay Homes have gone in directly to Unborg Planola for planning permission for 289 new homes at the location that you've indicated, which is it will be viewable from the bypass, but it won't be accessible from the bypass, and that will be located behind the current Ballymacallan view. So you're talking here about 289 homes that Glenbay Homes would like to build at that location. Of those homes, in or about 57 will be social and affordable homes. So the process is that Unborg Planola will review this application, but in its review, it must take into consideration the views of many different entities, but most especially the local authority, and that is to be expressed by way of the local representatives in the Innes Municipal District. So those views were aired today to the senior planners for inclusion in the report that will go from County Clare to Unborg Planola.
I suppose, again, could you just briefly explain, because again, there will be people listening to this who are thinking, why would you want to shrink a proposed development by essentially two thirds when, as you mentioned, we are in the middle of a serious housing difficulty, not just in Innes, but throughout Clare?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no problem. You know, when people who listen to this will say, why would we want to reduce the number of houses at such a location? There were numerous issues identified. The current plans include one entry and one exit to this enormous development, as you say, almost 300 houses. Moreover, there is no proposed amenities for young people or children. The proposed plan doesn't show sufficient, to my mind, areas or amenities for young people to play in and interact with each other in. Moreover, it's on the edge of town. The permeability, to use a planner's terminology, but basically the walkability to school for young children from that location, it's quite a long walk. It'll be a long bike ride. Doable, but like this density of building on kind of the edge of town is not considered appropriate. Moreover, Josh, our current county development plan allows for 15 units per hectare. This proposed plan by Glenbay Homes will actually exceed the national guidelines by a little bit. It will have, and it is proposing, 32 units per hectare. That's more than double what our current county development plan provides for. Irrespective of that, it's the national guidelines that will prevail here, potentially. So there are many other issues. For instance, the current plan doesn't allow for any detached buildings, no detached buildings, and that is of a concern. There are other concerns that were raised, but for purposes of the listener, be fully assured that the councillors in Innes will, of course, support housing projects to address our housing needs. But we also must be cognizant of potential problems that will be created going forward if we allow for such density of building.
And just very briefly, I know time is against us, just lastly, the disposal of lands at the Ballymaley Business Park was also discussed this morning. Understand that a building is to be purchased by Vitalograph, which so many people would be familiar with in Innes. They already have a presence here and in Limerick and only looked at expansion earlier this year. I guess the possibility of new jobs, of further investment in Innes, it's a case of Innes 2040 in action, isn't it?
Well, certainly it's all very positive for our county town and the county. Firstly, I suppose we should start with the fact that this is a piece of property in Ballymaley Business Park. It's Block B there, located just off the exit off the bypass on the Gort Road. Now, this building was purchased by Clare County Council, and it was intended that it would be, you know, approved and permitted and be used as a set-down location, a digital hub for foreign direct investment. However, with the expertise that was available by way of our INIS 2040 special purpose vehicle and its COO, Kevin Corrigan, collaboration was had between the INIS 2040 company and the Clare County Council to determine what the best use for that property would be in the current environment. So as a result of that collaboration, an expression of interest was issued by the County Council, and indeed the successful bidder for that, in response to that expression of interest being sought, was Vitalograph. So Vitalograph, as we all know, you've indicated, is well known in our town as a very loyal employer. And that loyalty is being rewarded in the sense that the employment and the employees that work there are so highly valued that it's now intended to enhance the job being offered by Vitalograph to the tune of about 70 to 100. And these are highly skilled jobs. And it is a very positive news story. Vitalograph will now purchase this building for 1.2 million. It's a very positive story in the sense that the return on the council's investment in purchasing the building is very positive and will indeed allow for, as Carmel Green, who also must be given huge credit, who works in the Planning Development Office of the County Council, she herself indicates that the profit here will, of course, allow for further identification of opportunity sites like this going forward.